Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning. Welcome to the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet. Before we begin with, my guest today is Ms. Shirley Rourke. She is a vice president. I can't talk today. It's been a long day. Vice president at Exxon Texas, which is a microlender in Texas. We're going to take a break real quick and take a small break to get a few words from our sponsor, and we'll be back in a moment with the show. Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida, is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Again, welcome to the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today we're going to talk about this topic. Today is going to be all about microlenders, and we're going to talk about one large microlender in the Texas region. It's called Exxon, in which you can go to their website, Exxon. You can be listed. Get their website. Give me 1 second real quick. Like three screens at one time. Exxon Texas, you can find them on exxontexas.org. They have all information regarding their lending programs, their process, about their loan management services, and so many other things. Also about their lending, we're going to go kind of step by step. If you look on one of the pages, step by step, 1 through 5 on how they actually get things done. And also we're going to talk about credit scores, whether a person really needs to have a credit score, whether they need to have any collateral, what they need to have in the application, how long the process is, and we're just going to go step by step from that. They're actually one of the largest nonprofit microlenders in the United States, if not the largest. They make loans easy, a simple process, and they actually will guide you through the process, and they're easy to talk to. So we're going to take another break real quick and be back with Shirley Brooks, who is vice president at Exxon Texas. We're going to listen to one of our groups out of Corpus Christi, Texas, called the they're going to be singing Blue Skies, and the name of the chorale is the Corpus Christi Chorale. Be back in a moment.
Do
is Blue Skies with Corpus Christi Corral in Corpus Christi, Texas. Well, Shirley Brooks, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. I guess to begin with, our audience like to hear personal stories about people and how they got started. So if you don't mind, tell us about yourself, and then we're going straight into Axion.
Okay. My name, again, is Shirley Brooks, and I'm Regional Vice President for East Region Operations, and I cover about 39 counties for Axion, Texas, in the metropolitan Houston area. I have, as I said, I've been here 10 years, and our mission and our goal is to be able, for me, actually for me, to grow my portfolio through outreach and getting out, letting people know that there is an opportunity to have access to capital. Axion is a company that has allowed me the opportunity to be able to do what I do best, which is serve people. When I talk to entrepreneurs, and I found so many of them frustrated from not being able to access capital and grow their business and scale. And Axion Texas is one of the few companies that have allowed small businesses or allowed me to be able to go into small businesses and help them get that capital. And I thought 10 years ago this would be a job that would only last a few months because it's a nonprofit. I thought, you know, I'm going to be capped in salary. But what I found out, it is actually what my passion is, what I was put here to do, is what I feel like. It's a great opportunity. There's nothing like it, and I have met some great entrepreneurs on this road, and it's been a pleasure to serve and work for Axion Texas and have this type of platform. I have a background in business, a degree in business, and it's allowed me to be able to help small businesses really see what it is that they need. I work with partners like the Small Business Development Corporation, SCORE, and other organizations that refer into Axion Texas. Most of the banks, we couldn't do what we do in this marketplace without our banking partners. But a lot of our bankers, if they can't help a client, they have an agreement to where they will refer their clients to us. So what I'm seeing more and more every day is that not only is Axion Texas is passionate about helping small businesses, but I'm also working with other organizations that are equally passionate, and we're trying to figure out a way to do it. So there's lots of money being loaned through CDFIs and nonprofits, and I guess we'll talk more about what is a CDFI and alternative lenders and dispel some of the misconceptions of what alternative lending means.
Wow. I guess to begin with, kind of tell us about when you just left off on about the community nonprofit organizations. How is Axion as a nonprofit model than versus a regular traditional lender? Kind of tell us what's the difference between how they came to be and about the community development that you just mentioned a few minutes ago.
Well, Axion stands for action, and Axion is a international micro lender. And years ago, over 20 years ago, a gentleman was traveling, and he actually was able to see micro lending done in its finest through what is called peer lending. Well, Axion, that concept was brought to the U.S. first into New York, and was brought here into the U.S., and we that methodology started here. Of course, you can't do micro-lending of $50 to $100 in the U.S. because it's just not enough money to help anyone. However, we scaled that to, I think originally they started off at $2,500 and then $5,000. Now Axion Texas lends from $500 up to $250,000. So over the last 18 years, they've grown and changed the methodology so that we can help more small businesses and we can scale them. So I can help a small business owner who is trying to establish credit, entrepreneurs came out of college, getting started in college and decided they want to be an entrepreneur but have never established credit. And the only thing that's going to get your credit score to move in the right direction is credit. So those small $500 loans up to $4,000 is just to build credit. And that's really what the basis of Axiom started out as. But as the years have progressed, we have evolved. And we have clients who start off maybe only being able to access $4,000. But as we work with them with credit, help them grow their business plans, develop business plans, and get their projections, understand, you know, the growth of business, we have those same clients who will come back for a second loan. And the second loan may be for $12,000. And then the next loan may be for $20,000. And what we've done is we've had what we call tier lending, where a person will come in, and whatever state they're in, we try to help them with a small loan to get them to where they can become bankable. So we may do a small loan, but the beauty of this is that if we can't help you in our market of $500 to $250, and you need more money, if you work with us doing maybe 12 months to 24 months, we can get you bankable, but you have to be willing to work with us. The only thing that helps credit is credit.
Okay.
So we are now, Axion now.
You
know, Axion is now part of what we call the Axion Network, and so there's five other Axions across the country that's a part of that network. And we have partnerships with, we partnered with the New York Stock Exchange, and they've given us a grant, as well as developed a group. And through that partnership, they're asking, and this is great, they're asking other Wall Street companies to give back to small businesses through best practices, sort of like how to go from the garage to Wall Street. And so the first introduction of this workshop was, or this partnership was introduced here in my market, in the Houston market, using a company called Yelp. And Yelp helps small businesses grow their network through social media. But there's a lot of movement going on in microfinance or with CDFIs. And so this is a great time to find out how alternative lending can help small businesses, because a lot of small businesses say, I just can't get a yes from a bank.
Absolutely. Tell us, what is CDFI, and also kind of define what is a microlender?
I'm going to start with a microlender. That's where we started off. As a microlender, we're the largest in the country. A microlender is someone who our program is non-regulated, and so that means that we can take a little bit more risk on the loans. Or we don't have that insurance, any federal insured on our funds. We're a non-depository lender, which means none of the funds that we lend are from individuals who go in and make deposits at an Axion. Our monies come strictly from monies that we put on the street, the interest that are being paid back, we relend, and also through grants and loans as well. So that's how we're able to find funds to lend to small businesses. We're a non-depository lender. And a CDFI, we've grown to become a CDFI, and a CDFI stands for Community Development Financial Institution, which means it's a nonprofit organization, and there are federal dollars that are also set aside for CDFIs. But you have to be invited into the organization, as well as there's some guidelines and stipulations of what you're doing in the community, and your mission has to really line up to be able to help small businesses, and that's what we do. And as I said earlier, we are the largest in the country in the micro lending segment. So we moved over to become a CDFI, and we recently was chosen by Goldman Sachs 10,000 Business Initiative to be their lending partner. So we're their CDFI for their small business lending pool.
Wow. Take us to the steps of, let's go through the hard questions like credit. Tell us about the story of how you actually judge a person on credit. Is it tiered off, 8, 7, 6, 5, any 4s? And what you guys normally look for in the person with credit, and what can they kind of expect to get a loan on?
As a CDFI, we're able to look at the whole picture. Because we're not regulated, we can look at credit scores as low as 500, and in some cases maybe even a little less than 500 in terms of trying to help rebuild credit.
Mm-hmm.
So we have benchmarks, and they're just that, they're benchmarks. So a person with a 650 credit score can actually apply for a loan up to $250,000 with Axion Texas. And in some cases, in those banks, 650, you can't get a loan. We have, if your credit score is 630, you can borrow up to $30,000 to $35,000, maybe even 40. It depends on what they're looking at. So we have benchmarks that we can look at, but they're not etched in stone. So from the credit standpoint, we're going to look to see how you pay your debt. If we can figure out, even though there may be some slow pays or there may be some hiccups a year or so prior to, we want to see how you've come back. And if we can, if I as a loan officer can convince the underwriter that there are some things that happened in the past, but this is the explanation. So what I want the listeners to take from this is that if there's issues with your credit, get them resolved. Keep track of what you fix on your credit or go in and handle on your credit, and then be able to tell that story up front so that your loan officer can do their job and be able to go to the lender and say, or the underwriter and say, look, this happened, but they've now been able to bounce back. Their credit score is not reflecting that, but they have great collateral. They have great cash flow. They just have a hiccup on their credit.
Okay.
And a lot of times the entrepreneur may get frustrated with the credit. Their credit issues, they've been told by many banks that, you know, they just don't have the credit that's required. And there's other ways to fund. A lot of times they say, well, you know what, one of the things that I hear a lot, small business owners say, well, I didn't need any money back then. I had money. The business was able to sustain itself. But it's better to borrow when you don't need than to borrow when you're in dire need.
Absolutely.
And you laugh, and I'm sure I know why you're laughing. Most people come to us when there is no way. There's five C's of lending, but the number one, the most important one, is to be able to show you can take on more debt. And that seems to offend some small businesses because they say, well, if I could take on more debt or pay my own bills, I wouldn't need you. But loans for your business is not just to pay your bills. It's actually to grow your business, to scale it. And when you mm-hmm. come to a lender, that's where you want to come from. You want to come in and say, you know, I had some hiccups on my credit, but this is what I've done to resolve that. And I'm committed to paying my debt. So that makes a lender, even though there's some issues, that makes a lender very comfortable given you a second chance.
Okay. So if we go into the negative side, it's like 500s, and you mentioned some 400s. What type of credit criteria you look for if a person is in the 500 range and the 400 range, what they can get a loan for and what you guys can be looking for?
If a person is in the low fives, between 484 and 549. Probably the most I'm going to be able to lend is anywhere from 500 to 8,000 to be realistic.
Okay.
Now, have I done larger loans for an individual with low fives? I have. But again, we look at the whole picture. So when I go back and look at the whole picture, that person had great credit. I'm sorry, had great collateral, and the person also had great cash flow. So I was able to sell it from the two strengths of the file, and the credit was the weakest one, but I had explanations. So we were able to do a couple of large loans for them, over $50,000 each time. So when I tell you what our credit guidelines are, I want you to keep in mind that we are able to think outside of the box, to get outside of that box. We have benchmarks. But mm-hmm. we're going to always want to know that you can absorb debt. So the best time to come in and borrow, I have to say that again, is when your business is cash flowing and you really don't need the cash.
Absolutely. Okay, so when they talk about, let's talk about collateral and financials. What do you normally look for in collateral? And as we go down the scale when it comes to credit, of course, if you're 700s, 800s, this is a no-brainer. But when you get to this, no, the mid-6, low-6, 500s, now you're looking for some solid collateral. Can I tell what type of collateral you normally look for?
In collateral, we prefer land. And, you know,
okay. We
don't always get that, but we prefer land. Land could be pledged in third party, which means it doesn't have to be in the borrower's name or the business name. We will lend 100% to the tax appraised value.
Wow.
But the collateral cannot be a homestead. It could be with or without a structure on it, but it just cannot be your homestead.
Okay. And when it comes
to vehicles up to 10. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you take vehicles. Go ahead.
No. We will take vehicles, personal or business. They just cannot be, they have to have a free and clear title. So they can be up to 10 years old. They can be third party. And we will lend 100% of the Kelley Blue Book trade value. We can take equipment. And we'll do 70 to 80% on the equipment. Fixtures and furniture, same thing. Inventory we will only give 20% of the wholesale value.
Mm-hmm.
And also to be purchased equipment. If you're looking to purchase equipment or fixtures and furniture and you're saying I don't have any, I'm starting off and I'm a startup business and I have no collateral other than the collateral that I'm going to be purchasing with this loan, then we can also use that as collateral to secure the loan. And we do file a UCC-1, which is a commercial lien.
And what about when it comes to receivables, purchase orders, financing? You guys normally will also lend on that, or that's a different product on its own?
We will take some receivables. If the receivables are over 90 days old, the chances of the underwriter being comfortable on that is not going to happen.
Okay.
But we can consider receivables. And one of the things that we're most proud about is the U.S. DOT has issued a guarantee to Axion, and we're one of the few lenders that they're actually guaranteeing our loan 75%. And we're taking the collateral as the contract as collateral to secure that line of credit. And that can go up to $250,000. And the interest rates on those loans are really, on those lines of credit, are really good.
Perfect. Also, when it comes to actually financials, if a company is not cash flowing, what other things you normally look for in order to kind of get it to pass the muster into for underwriting?
Well, they will look at contracts. If you currently are having some, the first thing they're going to go back and look at is they're going to look at your debt-to-income ratio.
Okay.
And that debt-to-income ratio, DTI, is the person's mortgage, revolving debt, the minimum monthly payment of their revolving debt, and any of their monthly installment debt. And they're going to add that up, and that can't be more than 50% of your household income. Because all of our loans require a guarantor, personal guarantor.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how long you've been in business, you can be in business 10 years, or you can be in business as a startup. We're going to require a personal guarantor on the loan, and we're going to look at the debt ratio. So if that debt ratio is 0.50, on the smaller loans, they can work with that a lot better. But on any loans over $12,000, they're going to want to see that debt-to-income ratio under 0.50. So a lot of times,
okay,
small businesses say, Shirley, when do I... what do I need to do to start preparing to borrow? And the first thing I do is tell them to look at their household income to really know what that net is, and take a look at their expenses, those three expenses, and back that out and see what's left, because that's surplus. You know, whatever's left over, that's where my loan comes from. And so your debt-to-income ratio has to be enough to cover not only your current monthly obligations, but also our loan. So once we can uncover that, the debt ratio of 0.50, they also take a look at your debt coverage ratio, which most banks are a little higher than ours. We're at 1.25, or some of them are 1.25. Again, we can work with a little less, but what that is saying to the underwriter, that for every dollar that you have in debt, you've got $1.25 to cover it. So they're looking for, and a lot of times you can have a 750 credit score, but if your debt ratios are out of whack and you get the letter from the underwriter, from the bank saying that you're overextended in debt, that's the number they're looking at, that debt coverage.
Okay.
Ratio.
I follow.
So for us, we do look at the ratio. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You do look at the ratio. Go ahead.
We do look at the ratio, and we can be a little flexible. But if that number moves up too high from 1.25 or drops less than 1.25 considerably, it shows that there's not enough cash flow coming in to be able to absorb more debt.
Well, what do you normally look for people who have history or in the current bankruptcy and also who have liens or judgments?
You know, that is a case-by-case basis, but we do take a look at, we won't take a hard stance because you filed bankruptcy before, but we do want it to be either dismissed or discharged.
Okay.
And once that, if it's a seven, it has to be dismissed or discharged for over 2 years. If it's to get up to $12,000. If you want $4,000 or less, it only has to be dismissed or discharged for a year. If it's a bankrupt, if it's a 13, a Chapter 13, it varies, but anything over $20,000, it's 2 to 3 years. It has to be discharged 2 to 3 years. Dismissed or discharged 2 to 3 years. If $12,000 or less, we can work with, if it's been discharged or dismissed, $12,000 or less.
Okay.
So it is a case-by-case basis, but it has to be discharged. It cannot be active.
Cannot be active. Now, if the company is looking for, if they have a tax lien or county lien, how you guys normally look at those?
It depends on that tax lien. Lenders are subordinate to the IRS by default.
Okay.
So they're going to really be looking at those liens. Now, Axion has been known to make loans if you've got the right to the collateral and cash flow. We've actually been known to make a loan to pay off a lien. And that's really important because if you owe taxes and they haven't quite got to the point where they're going to file that lien on you, but you know it's coming up, you may want to look at an alternative lender like Axion Texas if you've got some collateral, because we will pay off that lien or that the lien that the IRS has or whatever that taxes is, and that keeps it from affecting your credit. Because the one thing small businesses always have to have is that ability to be able to absorb debt, because they never know what next month or next year will hold for their business. And all of a sudden they get this opportunity for this huge contract, but they've got that lien that's out there, and nobody wants to take a risk when that lien is there. So
okay.
I would urge them, if they are in a situation where they can apply for a loan, give it an option rather than allow the IRS to file that lien. We do want to see if a lien has been filed. We do want to see at least some payments, maybe 6 to 10 payments on a tax lien. And if you've been paying and we can get a letter from the IRS stating that you're current on your payment plan, then we will also go ahead and make the loan. But you have to have a payment plan in place.
Okay. And and what about for startups? If they just starting up, what do you normally look at? They're starting from their home or a taco stand, and they looking at to get a loan from you guys. What you normally look for if they don't have very much at all? Could they qualify for a 500? And what you normally look for 500? I guess just to start the process of having a relationship with a lender.
For the startup businesses, the max they can borrow is $50,000.
Okay.
If it's a startup. And it can be home-based, but we're just going – remember, we do collateral-based lending, so we're going to be looking for collateral. So if they have something to pledge, we can lend up to $50,000.
Okay.
For home-based, or if it's a taqueria and they're looking to buy the trailer for the taco stand, we will actually loan on that equipment purchase and then take that as our collateral.
Okay, great.
What I've found is, what I found on home-based businesses is the collateral.
Okay.
And that keeps the small business owner from being able to access that that type of revenue, the loan amount that they're looking for, because they have no business assets. And most of the time they don't have enough personal assets that we can attach something to, because, again, we won't touch a homestead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if they're coming in a startup, pretty much they can get some type of loan opportunity with you guys as well.
Yes. If there's real estate involved, a lease involved, we do want to see 6 to 12 months of rent set aside.
Okay.
And we want to see 20% investment. So
okay.
That's a small amount on a small loan, but if we loan $10,000 to a startup business, we want them to have at least some equity in the deal. So we want to see in a business checking account 20%. So I encourage them to go to their bank and set up a business account, because we do want to see a separate – this is really good, really some good information on the bank, and we want to see that the funds are separated. We want to see business as business, personal. So if they're saying their 20% is, $2,000, we want to see that $2,000 in that business account. So go ahead and form that structure, business structure of whatever kind, DBA, LLC, S-Corp, whatever your filing will be, and go to the bank and set that up, because we do want to see a separation. We can't create a debt-to-income ratio if you commingle your funds, because we don't know what part is business and what is personal. And that debt-to-income ratio is based on your personal debt.
Okay. Tell us what your steps – go ahead.
No, cool. Go on.
No, tell us about the steps of your loan term. So what's the process in your that from step A to Z, and how long is that process?
Wow. The process is really quick if the person has access to their documents. If a small business owner has their business plan ready, has their 12-month projections ready, if they have their bank statements in order and ready, the process can move. If they have their profit and loss and balance sheets, any loans over $12,000 will require P&Ls and balance sheet, profit and loss and balance sheet. We must have those. If they file their taxes, they have to be in compliance. Any loans over $35,000, we will not take an extension on. You have to have filed your taxes.
Okay.
If you have not filed your taxes, you must have your extension if it's less than $35,000. and we still want to see P&Ls for the year prior to.
Okay.
So if they have all of those documents in place, our loan process time can take 5 to 15 business days.
Oh, wow, that's quick.
And that's with check in hand.
A check in hand.
And that's with check in hand. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But again, it's how quick the client can get their documents in. If they meet their appointments, they bring in the required documents at the appointed time, then we can move pretty quickly. Our process starts online. You go to our website. Our website mm-hmm. address is www.axiontexas.org. The spelling is A-C-C-I-O-N, Texas spelled out, .org. A-C-C-I-O-N-T-E-X-A-S. .org.
Okay.
And when you go to our website, it will ask you if you would like to apply online, and you click yes, and it'll start walking you through. There's a series of questions, and then you can get into the loan application. Once you complete that application, you hit send, it comes back over to our server. We can call a person within maybe 5 minutes of that being sent back to our server, pull their credit, and be able to tell them how much we can lend. If we can lend and how much within maybe 5 to 15 minutes after we do pull their credit.
Okay. And tell us about your loan products from 500 to 250. I know you have like a 7A loan and 504. Can you talk about those as well?
Yes, sir, I can. Our core business is microloans, our small loans of 500 to $50,000. That's our core business.
Mm-hmm.
Our loans, but we do loans that range from $500,000 to $100,000 in my particular market. Then we have mm-hmm. a large loan division, and our large loan division covers loans over $100,000 up to $250,000. We help with the process, but there is a large loan division that was created a couple of years ago. We also do what we call credit start loans, and those are for individuals who may not have any credit at all, or maybe have had some hiccups on their credit and have worked out some of those issues and ready to start reestablishing their credit. And then so we'll start with a small loan, and then we'll work up. It's, you know, you don't have to pay off your first loan with Axion to be able to come back for a second loan, but we do want
okay.
to see 6 payments. And
okay.
those 6 payments are going to help your credit score. So we have that particular loan. We have a Pronto loan, and this loan was created actually for home-based businesses. You mentioned home-based businesses earlier. The Pronto loans were was created for small business owners who do not have business assets. It's an unsecured loan product. It's from $500 to $10,000. The interest rate on it is 11%, fixed, simple interest, no prepaid penalty. That loan could be funded maybe in 72 hours. It's for existing businesses only, so you have to be in business at least 6 months, because what we deem to be an existing business is 6 months. And in the banking community, that could vary. It can be anywhere from 18 to 24 months. But for Axion, it's 6 months. We're going to be looking for good payment history with a bankruptcy propensity score of 500. Now, that's a score that we actually request from TransUnion. We only pull the TransUnion credit reports, and
mm-hmm.
there's a score, the bankruptcy propensity score. That score has to be a 500. That tells us how the client pays their current debt. If that score is 500, we can disperse those monies pretty quickly. It's a minimum documents. I think we require 4 additional documents, bank statements, check stubs, bank statement, check stubs, a copy of their business structure, and a utility statement, and that's all that's required on those loans.
Okay.
And the terms are 36 months.
Okay, and then you have lines of credit.
We do have lines of credit, and the lines of credit are from $5,000, and it can go as high as $250,000, our lines of credit now. We have the line of credit with US DOT, So any construction workers out there that have received contracts from USDOT that have funding in it from the USDOT, then we can use those contracts as collateral. And there's other government agencies we will take contracts, but there's no guarantee. But the entity has to be willing, you know, like the city of Houston will not sign an assignment of contract. So we are willing to take an assignment of contract from the city of Houston, but they do not sign off on assignment of contract. So we can't use the contracts as collateral.
Okay. And you have a couple.
Okay, so we have our.
You have a couple other.
We also have. I'm sorry, I keep talking over you.
No, that's all right.
Go ahead.
You have a couple other. Go ahead. You have the loans to immigrants, where it was kind of unusual, but kind of tell us about that.
Our I-10 product. That loan ranges from $500 to $10,000 is the max you can borrow, and an I-10 is for an individual who's here working in the U.S. and have an IRS-issued Social Security number and have paid taxes for at least 1 year. You must be paying taxes, and if we can prove that you're paying taxes through your tax return and they will order your transcript, then we can make that loan from $500 up to $10,000. And, you know, I have a really good success story out of our Dallas market from an individual who qualified for this particular loan. She wanted 50, but because of her restricted on her Social Security number, we were only able to lend up to 10,000. And this small business owner who moved here was a translator, and so she opened a translation business. And within 2 years, she's doing over $2 million a year.
Wow.
So these loans really do help create jobs, stability, and create great opportunity for communities. So these loans do work.
Okay, and then the last two you have, a couple of products, is the SBA Certified Development Company 504 loan program. Kind of tell us about that program.
Our 504 product is it's a three-component loan program. Whereas it's the CDC, which is the SBA portion of it, it's 40%, and we are the CDC in this particular loan program. There is a private bank, a private sector who comes to the table, which is the bank. They bring 50% to the table, and the client brings 10%. These loans can range from $250,000 up to $5 million. If it's a minority-owned business, it can go up to $5.5 million. Typical financing, as I said, bank 50%, Axion 40%, and the borrow 10%. Fixed rate is 100% guaranteed. And right now that rate is running about, it's prime plus two. It's a fixed interest rate, and one of the great benefits of this program is they can do long term, so it can be anywhere from 15 to 25 years. The loan must be a fixed, it's fixed, and it must be used to purchase land improvements. It could be for purchasing land and improvements. And if it's for building a facility to house your business, you have to house be in at least 51% of that building to be able to qualify. It's not for strip centers or apartment complexes, but if it's if you're looking to, somebody's out there and they're looking to move from their home and they want to build their own barbershop, then can finance that particular business using 504 if the dollars range between $250,000 up to $5 million.
Okay, and the last one is the 7A traditional. Go ahead.
Yes. Our 7A product is a little different from bank 7A. It is restricted. It's small business lending for operating capital in low to moderate areas. So if your business is located in the low to moderate area, and we'll qualify you is that when you call in, we get that address and put it into a website, and it'll tell us if you qualify. But that loan ranges from $250 I'm sorry, from 50,000 up to 250.
Okay. The last few questions regarding, I have a couple of questions here. Are there some restrictive businesses that you will not finance?
The only businesses we will do: startup, existing, for-profit, nonprofit. We will not do multi-level financing of businesses for multi-level companies and marketing companies, and we will not do adult entertainment. But anything else, or we don't do speculative real estate as well.
Okay. And also, do you have a referral program for different organizations, from brokers to some other lending institutions? Is there a program that's set up?
Well, we take referrals, of course, but we don't have a particular program for organizations where we pay anything, but we can talk to individuals on a one-on-one. So if any partners are out there, anybody looking to become a referral partner, just give me a call. Can I give them out my number?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to give it to a few minutes. We're going to talk about the Goldman Sachs, and then we're going to give all your information out.
Okay. So, yes, they can refer business in, and if they want to give me a call on a one-on-one basis, we can talk about, you know, what type of opportunities could be available. In the past, we don't have anything, but maybe we can work something out.
Perfect. Okay. Also, about the Goldman Sachs program, I know they're getting ready to launch for another class in several markets this fall, and I think beginning of January. Can you tell us the relationship with Goldman Sachs and how you become a lender with them under their programs?
Lots of prayer, lots of prayer. Really. Goldman Sachs, when that program first came out, I have been interviewed many, many times, and one of the questions that have always has been asked of me a lot is that over your tenure in microfinance, what do you think small businesses really need? And I've always said the educational component, because a lot of small business owners do have degrees and different fields, but, you know, owning your own business is a different animal. It's and a lot of times the small business owners don't know what they don't know. And I've always said that they needed the educational component, so I was so excited when Goldman Sachs rolled out their educational component with Babson College, so I was excited about that. Then I found out that it was also tied to a $20 million a finance piece, and they were looking for a lender. And I thought, you know, Axion, there's lots of great alternative lenders out here. Not lots, but there are others. But Axion Texas really does believe in small businesses, and we're out knocking on doors and working in the community daily, trying to let small businesses know not to use your retirement fund, not to use your kids' college education fund to start these businesses, but to come. And for Goldman Sachs to believe in the mission of Axion and to provide us loans, or because they gave us an $8 million loan. It's a loan. It's not a grant for us to actually give to small businesses in the Houston market or put out on the street in terms of loans. I was excited that this program is really going to do great things for small businesses. So if you are a small business, you don't have to go through the Goldman Sachs educational component with HCC.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually apply with us for access accessing that $8 million that they've given us. So if you're looking for a loan ranging from $50,000 to $250,000, this Goldman Sachs has some really great interest rates. The interest rates are 7%, fixed, simple interest, no prepaid penalty. So it's a great program. The turnaround time is pretty quick. The required documents are pretty standard. And they actually have it's a 2% commitment fee, and that is financed into the loan. So there's normally not any out-of-pocket cost. It's a pretty some inexpensive money, and the turnaround time is really great. So we're excited about this program and aggressively working to get the word out that these dollars are available. We do have a workshop tomorrow. Can I say anything about that?
Sure, absolutely.
We have a workshop with ACC and Goldman Sachs on tomorrow, Tuesday, July 17th, from 9 to 11:30 over at our north office, which is at 2310 Yale, Houston, Texas, 77008. It's the zip code. It's off 610 and near I-45 North. Please go to our website and or call our office, and we'll send you a link where you can register. But you could find out even in more detail about the 10,000 Small Business Initiative, as well as how to obtain a loan. We're going to be getting into some really great details about how to obtain a loan from not only Axion, but how to access capital, period. So please give us a call or come by if you're interested.
Okay, and how can we contact you and go to your website and get information?
My phone number is 1-888-215-2373. And the great thing about that number is that it covers 8 states. So wherever you are listening, you can actually dial that number, and they will be able to put you in connection with the office that's closest to you. It could be Texas, Louisiana, or the Mississippi Delta states. So we're covering 8 states now.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Our website again. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. We're excited about that expansion into the Delta. That means we're covering Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky. I always miss one. But if you go to our website, you'll see that. I don't even know which ones I've called. But, you know, we're in 8 states right now. So, and that's a huge jump because 2 years ago we were just in Texas. So our website is www.axiontexas.org. And that's A-C-C-I-O-N, Texas, spelled out, .org.
Okay. And your organization, you have in 8 states. And how far west or east do you go, or northwest? So you go as far as what, Georgia?
Oh, okay. No, we're in Oklahoma. Oklahoma, Alabama, Missouri, Mississippi, Tennessee, New Orleans, Louisiana, Texas. Did I say Kentucky? I keep forgetting my state.
Oh, you're in Kentucky? Wow.
Yes. So that's those are the 8 states that we cover right now.
Perfect. Okay, great. And your website, again, address is?
www.accionTexasSpelledOut.org.
Okay, and lastly, your telephone number again, and if you have like an email or something, they can kind of reach out to you.
They can reach me at Houston. The email address will be Houston@axionTexas.org.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I really appreciate you coming on and talking about the program. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to talking with you later.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Again, it's been another production of the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. That was Shirley Brooks. She's a VP of lending there in Axion, Texas. You can reach out to her with the information she provided. Go to her website, axiontexas.org. Everybody, thank you for listening. This is Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.